903. I had a biohazard guy get on my bus, and he got off at a Palin Chavez.
Did he leave any presents with him, with you?
Say that again.
Did he leave any of his biohazard with you?
That's actually a good question. I have no idea. Let me check real quick. No, he did not.
Okay, good news. And where did he get off at? Did he want to get off there, or that you told him that was his stop?
He got off there. So it's a white male. He's about 50s, gray beanie, black coat, green pants.
Black coat, gray, green pants?
Yeah, green.
Okay, and he got off at Powell and Foster?
Powell and Chavez.
Powell and Chavez. And it was like his clothing had biohazard on him?
I didn't see anything. He just reeked really, really bad in here, and it was overpowering.
Okay, copy. I'll pass it along. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I've never really encountered those situations before, so in the future, is there like a certain way I could go about that?
Like talking to him or what? I'm not exactly sure what you're asking.
Yeah, either talking to him or trying to get him off the bus or just let him ride until he just gets off.
Well, I guess it depends on, you know, if he just has dry, you know, his pants are dry and it's, you know, this lingering smell, then once he's on, I guess, you know, let him be. But if he comes on and you can see his pants are soiled or something else, then you can ask him, hey, cannot ride the bus, and if you have any, you know, if you don't feel comfortable that, you can give us a call and we can send a road supervisor to you.
Okay. Good information. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, 8-7-2.